Taliban open for Indian infrastructure. To decrease the level of poverty and unemployment along with liberating Afghanistan from the shackles and clutches of political isolation, the Taliban government in Kabul has agreed to restart projects which it started with India in full swing. The Taliban's head of political office, Suhail Shaheen, has welcomed the Indian investment and urban infrastructure along with an assurance of a peaceful working environment for Indian companies. Over the last 2 decades, the Indian public sector and private sector entities have invested a total of $3 billion in Afghanistan. Indian engagement with Pakistan as a development partner includes 500 projects spread across 34 provinces of Afghanistan in the field of electricity, water supply, road connectivity, agriculture and capacity building. According to Khmer Press, before the Taliban consolidated power in August 2021, 433 high-impact community development projects were completed with extensive support from the Indian side. In this regard, the Afghan Taliban minister communicated with the Charge d'Affaires in Kabul. India has not recognized the Taliban regime as legitimate and has called for disbanding of terror activities and the establishment of an inclusive government in Kabul. Nevertheless, has extended its humanitarian support in form of wheat, medicines, winter clothing and COVID vaccines. India has established its diplomatic presence in Kabul and dispatched a technical team too. Its presence in the country is sensitive and the embassy has more security personnel and a small number of middle-ranked diplomats who are largely focused on ways to help the Afghan population grappling with a plethora of problems. Additionally, the Taliban has welcomed India's initiative to hold a meeting of national security advisors of its adjacent Central Asian nations. It has also stated that it will not allow any foreign presence for any agency to meddle in its internal affairs. Indian presence in Kabul will as a recognition of critical power dynamics in the region. After the downfall of Ashraf Ghani's government, neighboring Pakistan wished to gain strategic depth and counter Indian influence in the region. The Afghan Taliban and Tehrik-i-Taliban have also bitter relations with Pakistan as the two former factions in Afghanistan have refused to recognize and accept the Durand Line as a border between the two nations. Multiple factors such as the suspension of foreign aid, freezing of Afghan government assets, and international sanctions have plunged the country into disarray and chaos. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.